Welcome to Simply Soul Awakenings, where we talk about all things spiritual, metaphysical, supernatural, magical, and interdimensional. Hey guys, I just wanted to do a little check-in with you guys, a little energy report. This past weekend we had the solar eclipse. It was a new moon, lots of energy shifts that are happening. I don't know about you guys, but for me, those upgrades were big time for me on a physical level and on a spiritual level. It seems like everyone got an upgrade, so to speak. With those light body upgrades, you may have noticed, like I did, I was really, really tired. Even whenever, before the solar eclipse even happened that day, the energy shifts that were already happening, I slept in, which was different for me. Sleeping in was 6 o'clock in the morning. Yes, that's sleeping in for me. And, even whenever I got up, I was like, oh gosh, I feel like I could still go back to sleep and sleep for a couple of more hours. And I had coffee and I still couldn't wake up. And it just took everything I had to get around that day. I had a gender reveal to go to for my nephew, which was awesome. And we were doing that and trying to get ready. And then we were on the road whenever the solar eclipse happened, and honestly didn't even realize it was happening at the time. I had completely forgotten about it since I had other things on my mind. But afterwards, again, I was just hit like a ton of bricks and I was just tired. So I did a meditation to kind of internally look at and see how my light body had changed. And there was definitely some shifts there that I saw. Now, what my guides have shown me is that everybody, I don't care who you are or what you feel like maybe, you've gone through and you're like, oh, I just have dark energy. No, you don't. Everybody has light. Everybody has the light. And some of them may be just a little bit brighter just because of, having things attached to you or whatnot. Sometimes that can happen. Things that you go through and, your energy's lower or whatnot. So a little less dense. But everybody has a light body. Everybody's light body is beautiful. My guides have shown me how we're just, we're lit up and how they find us in our energy signatures. So anyways, everybody had a huge upgrade. So there's some really important things. And I know I've talked to you guys about this before, about the importance of how to take care of our bodies whenever we're going through these shifts and these changes. For this one, for myself anyways, and I feel like a lot of you probably have felt this, this tiredness, take care of yourself. Go to bed early. Sleep in if you can. Take a nap if you can. When the weekend comes around, and I mean, these upgrades aren't just happening. They didn't just happen on Saturday. Our bodies are continually working on integrating this energy that's coming in. So I feel like, and what I was hearing was that our light bodies are going to continually evolve over these next couple of weeks, integrating this new energy. So you may still feel tiredness and then have spots of time where all of a sudden you have clear thoughts and creativeness and energy and you're able to run and go and do. But just make sure you don't overdo it, because we have a tendency to go and, jump onto that plane of existence and really run with it, and then we drain ourselves. So make sure you're taking care of yourself. Drink plenty of water. That was another thing that I noticed. I've been really dehydrated. So drinking water has been huge. Don't drink pop. I'm sorry. Pop isn't good. Have some tea, have some coffee, but even kind of limit those. That's what I've been told anyways for myself is, it's okay to have one or two cups, and maybe even kind of alternating those, because you might have noticed some digestive upsets and things like that that's been happening, because it works on that solar plexus, and our light bodies and these energy shifts are helping us to shift out those lower levels of energies that we store in our solar plexus and in our sacral, which is where our fear and our self-confidence and, you know, all of these things are at. So, you know, take care of your body. Eat foods that are light. That was another thing. Yeah. Don't dive into, you know, eating a lot of bread or pasta and things like that, although they're delicious and we love them. But yeah, try to add in more, you know, fruits and vegetables. And even as far as meats go, try to be on the light side for that as well. It seems like our bodies, with these upgrades are really working at trying to process, you know, the earthly food that we're putting into our bodies. And it's just a little bit more difficult right now. I don't know that it's going to stay that way. But right now during this time, I would just really pay attention to what your body really needs and wants and do that for yourself. So anyways, I just wanted to kind of touch base with you guys on that. I thought I haven't done a card for the collective in a while. So I thought I would do one of those, a little card reading. And the cards that I'm going to use today are the Guardian Angel Messages Tarot by Radley Valentine. I love him. He's so great. I love his cards. I love the illustrations that are on them. So I'm going to do a little shuffle here. And just ask my angels and guides to surround us at this time and bring us through the truth and the light and to be able to bring forward a message that will help many across this podcast, whether it's today, tomorrow, the next day, even a month from now, that this message is something that's clear and concise and for them. So let's see what we got for today. Oh my goodness, we actually got a major arcana card, the Lover's card. So this card can be all about two different things for everyone, all right? So this one can be about choices and paths that we're taking at this time. So it also asks us to look more inward into our relationships. Maybe not just our relationships as far as, you know, our lovers, our husbands, our wives, our significant others in that way, but even our personal relationships that we have with our family, our business relationships that we have with everyone else, our work relationships, looking at all these relationships that we have at this given time. And what I'm feeling is they want you to know that you're going to start being able to see what relationships are true, which ones are in alignment with your energy, what relationships just aren't in alignment with your energy at this time, and for you to follow those energy signatures so that you can continue to evolve on your path so that you can, and it's not saying to leave people behind that aren't, it's just that maybe our interactions need to be not as frequent with ones that aren't supportive of us at this time, but to generate and to attract those that are, you know, supportive of our energy, that are supportive of our paths and everything. And these are going to be some hard choices that we have to make, as far as relationships go, because we have a tendency to attach, certain emotions, attach certain expectations on different relationships. And those relationships just may not be working out to our expectations or to what we really need in our life at this time. So Anyways, it's really a positive card. I know that doesn't sound real positive, but it really is. And it could also mean that you have someone that's going to be coming in. Have you been asking for your soul family to come in? Have you been asking for someone who's loving and supportive of your path, of your life, and everything that you do to come in? This is a confirmation that they will be. All right, guys. So I hope that helped you out for this week. And like I said, it's a very positive card to have. And I feel like it kind of goes into alignment with what we're talking about right now, you know, with all these energy shifts and our bodies changing. That means we're ascending. That means we're attracting who and what we want to in our lives as well. So that would be our relationships. Okay, so our next upcoming podcast was pre-recorded with Miss Karina Stone. She's one of my vendors. That one will be coming up next week on Friday, and it's a fabulous podcast. She does what is called 13-star astrology. She intuitively came across this, and then she saw that she wasn't the only one that discovered that astrology that we follow today isn't quite complete. So what does that mean? Well, find out in the podcast. Make sure and listen to that next week. But through this 13-star astrology, she's been able to help people move through past life karma, do their shadow work, and really empower themselves to evolve in this lifetime. We also talk about manifesting and how powerful we are as humans. It was a really great conversation. I really enjoyed it. And I will have Karina on again, and I'll let you know when we do another one. But check out the one we have next week on Friday. I look forward to talking to you guys again. I am planning on getting everything set up to where we have a podcast at least once a week, and I'm going to try for every Friday. Also, check out our new website. Yay, I am so excited about that. It is simply soulawakenings.com. You can see all the episodes there. Every time there's a new one, it will pop up on our website. It will be there ready for you. There's a media player on the website. You can also download it directly from other sites and platforms that we're on. So we're on Applecast. We're also on Spotify, Amazon, RSS feed, you know, all these different platforms. So anyways, I'm so excited to be growing this podcast and to be helping you guys on your soul awakening path. I look forward to talking to you again, and I hope to hear from you soon.